This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, who here has almost killed somebody? Or killed somebody? Show of hands. I could see, you know, we in the radio stations, and I'm just looking at walls. So I could see y'all. I could see y'all in your cars. Things like that. And there you go. There you go. Thank you, buddy. Raising your hand. Thank you. We need more group participation in these shows. Lots to talk about today. We got the Minneapolis Police Department disbanding. I'm going to tell you how that might look. We have Hollywood opening up, and so what are sex scenes going to look like? It's actually going to be pretty cool. In fact, there might be more acrobatics and gymnastics than we expected because they're going to use, you know, computers to kind of make it. So for those of us that have bad hips, you know, can't do it. We're also going to talk about, we're going to talk about why your computer goes out and what happens when your computer goes out. We're going to talk about NFL. I believe Goodell got back on the mic and said that he is fine with us kneeling during the national anthem. So we're going to talk about how, yeah, we're back to kneeling during the national anthem. And I got some suggestions and recommendations. I always do. But never is what I say what drives this show is what you say. Oh, my God, can I speak? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so let's start. Who here has ever killed somebody? I've never killed anybody on purpose. All right? Have I accidentally killed somebody? No. Medicine, you would think, you know, me as a medical student, I would have been absolutely horrible. You know, I wasn't. I was really, really careful. I don't think anybody died on my watch. I mean, throughout my training, I think I have been so careful and calculated everything. But have I almost killed somebody? Oh, absolutely. I think we all have. And I told you guys about the time when, I was driving home from doing an ER shift to Lake Havasu, and I was on the 95 driving back to Vegas, and I was kind of in the Henderson area, and some truck, I was in the right lane, because, you know, I drive slower sometimes. I know it looks like I speed, but when I'm in no hurry and no rush to get home, I'll be in the right lane, listen to music, and I had a long way to go, because I don't live in Henderson, and this truck had some crap in the back of the bed of their truck. I think a lamp fell. No, I wasn't in the right lane. I was in the left lane. That makes more sense because I speed. Okay, that makes more sense. I'm like, why was I in the right lane? Another car was in the right lane. Truck fell. Lamp fell off the truck. That car had to swerve. It swerved and then it landed in my left lane. And here I am going 65 miles an hour, you know, perfectly the speed limit. And I could see the woman's shirt and I could see her, the pattern on her shirt. And luckily I just swerved and there was nobody here. There was nobody there. And thank God I didn't kill her. But that's not my story. My story of my almost killing somebody was when I was a kid. And boy, this bothers me the more I think about it. And I've told you some of you guys a story. So I almost killed somebody because what happened was my mom's birthday. And I wanted to make my mom a cake. And I was so excited about making my mommy a cake for her birthday. But she was on a diet and she was not going to eat my cake, right? Because she was always talking about being on a diet and all that. But she would drink diet soda. She would use Sweet and Low. So I decided to make the cake with Sweet and Low instead of sugar. So I was really, really good at math. And so I figured out all the equivalents, you know, of a gram of sugar versus a gram of sweetener. Okay. So as you can imagine, there's about maybe 30, 40 packets of Equal or Sweet and Low. I think I used Equal. So I made this cake for her, and she comes in the morning, and she sees, you know, the garbage overflowing with sweet little packets. She's like, what the hell is this? And I go, I made you cake. And she's like, oh. And I go, and you have to eat it because there's no sugar. Okay? And, you know how moms are. They pretend like, you know, they're all happy or whatever. And all of a sudden, I noticed by the next day, the cake was gone. Okay, and my mom lies to me. I lie to my mom. All we do is lie. Oh, in our family, even my kids. I lie to my kids all the time. Mom, do you think I'm smart? Yeah, baby, I do. I think they're smart. But we lie. So my mom lied, said shaved cake. Well, my grandmother was in a nursing home or something at the time, so we go and we visit my grandma, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out my mom gave my grandma the cake. She didn't want to eat my cooking. Not that anybody thought it would kill anybody. So my mom gives my grandma the cake. For some reason, I think what might have happened is my mom might have told my grandma, get rid of this. Okay, Dolly's going to notice that I threw it out. So maybe she didn't want her mom to eat the cake, but she wanted my grandma to get rid of it. Well, what my grandma did is she gave it to her roommate. So my grandma gave her the cake that had all this extra, you know, sweet and lower equal in it. And then I found out a week later that woman almost died. Now, she was alive. But she had a bowel obstruction. Now, maybe it wasn't the cake. Maybe it wasn't me. But I heard that she had the roommate who I met, really, really nice, had a huge distended stomach, and she had this big bowel obstruction, and she had to have all this stuff going on. Now, I don't know, it might not have been my cake. But my grandma said, you know, she ate Dolly's cake. See, they're very honest. Nobody ever came close to my family. So my mom's like, maybe you killed her. And I go, but no, she's alive, right? She's still alive. Well, it's still alive, but it might have been my cake. And so I bring this up not to, you know, exemplify that, you know, I'm a crappy cook and I can't bake worth crap, but where accidents happen. And unfortunately, we as humans, whether we're in healthcare, whether we're in teaching, whether we're driving down the road, whether we think we're doing something good, are almost always killing each other by accident. Life is very precious, and little things we do might cause a sequential of, you know, set of events that, or, you know, or a domino effect that affects somebody. I'll cut somebody off in traffic, or I'll get that parking plate. So that person might be so mad that they pull out of the road later and then speed or whatever, or kill somebody. So I want to kind of bring this up as we start to talk about the police, and, you know, I'm not here to justify anybody murdering somebody or manslaughter or whatever, but before we start to police ourselves, which it sounds like we're going to do, I think we just needed to kind of get some schooling on how we are very, very capable of killing each other, even if it's by accident. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Minneapolis has been in the news a lot lately. And, you know, this is Minneapolis. I love Minneapolis. I was there last year. GCN is in Minneapolis. And who knew that they would be the crux of this whole controversy now? On police, and do they need to be defunded? Do they need to be disbanded? Should we leave them alone? So I want to hear from you guys at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And we have Daniel on the phone lines. And, of course, we're on Facebook Live, too. So you guys could also bring up your comments on what should be our approach when it comes to police, brutality, racism, funding. I was under the impression this whole time, I'm not here to sway anybody one way or the other, but I was under the impression the whole time that the police did not have enough money, that our schools weren't getting enough budget, police weren't getting enough budget. The reason why many police didn't have body cams is because it was under budget, it was over budget. So I am a little bit confused, all right, on in terms of defunding, taking money away from the police, but some people are for it, just like what happened with the World Health Organization. You know, Trump told the World Health Organization, you guys didn't do your job, or you didn't do your job right, so if you're not doing your job right, we're not going to give you money. Just questions are kind of being asked, especially on social media, why, if you have one cop that commits murder or manslaughter, let's say in Minneapolis, allegedly, all right, he's innocent until proven guilty, what does that have to do with L.A.? What does that have to do with New York? Is Mayor Bill de Blasio going to defund the New York Police Department because he's afraid of the riots? And he thinks that'll appease everybody. So we're going to defund the police and then everybody go home and let us reopen our city. I don't think that's a reason to defund the police. Now, should there be police reform? Maybe. I mean, who am I to say? We just talked about how it's very easy to accidentally kill somebody. And again, this has nothing. We are not discussing what Derek Chauvin did. Okay, I don't know what the hell he did to George Floyd and why he had to have his knee on his neck for 8.5 minutes. That makes no sense to me. And if that is deemed murder, first degree, second degree, or manslaughter, all right, that has nothing to do with this conversation now. This conversation now is people want police reform because they don't want innocent people being shot. It doesn't happen all the time. It's rare, but it happens. Okay? And you could say, well, you know, the statistics are low, and we rarely see that happening, but the problem is when it's your loved one, okay, you know, you want blood. So I understand why people are ticked if they had a family member who was, you know, minding their own business and got shot. On the flip side, are many of these cases people who were resisting arrest or not minding their own business or whatever, and they got themselves into a position where they accidentally get killed? Now, I'm not a police officer. My grandfather was, and my father was in the military, and the one thing I've learned is things are very, very unpredictable. I could sit here in my comfortable studio feeling all protected, you know, and saying, okay, well, we need to not shoot, you know, to kill. We need to, if I'm in a position where somebody's putting a gun on me, it doesn't matter what the hell I say in my nice, comfy, you know, kitchen or my nice, comfy living room. So we, you know, the people who need to make the decisions on what happens with the police are those in law enforcement, are those in the military, are those in firefighting, are those who are first responders. People who understand that you are making life and death decisions and you are working with people who you are assuming are psychologically sound, and they go through a lot of psychological training, they go through a lot of psychological testing. All right? These are the people that should decide, not a suit who sits on Capitol Hill, you know, pencil pushing, going, well, I think the police need to do this. Now, what is Minneapolis planning? Well, from what we understand, in order to disband the police, I mean, it takes an act of Congress. I mean, not our Congress, but city council has to approve, then people have to vote. It's a big deal. And then they have to implement a plan on what they would do. All right, how are they going to police cities? How are they going to deal with crime? How are they going to incarcerate somebody? What do you do if somebody's getting raped? What are you going to do with a sex trafficker, okay? Now, from what I understand, the mayor's not on board, okay? Even though the mayor was very, very vocal when this all started, again, it's not black and white. You know, you might be against brutality and racism in a police force, but does that mean you're for disbanding the police force? What I understand, though, is Minneapolis isn't the first city to do this. I think it was Camden, New Jersey, and correct me if I'm wrong, Camden, New Jersey did something similar, where they disbanded, now remember, it's a smaller city, so I don't know if this would work anywhere else, but from what I understand, they disbanded the police department, and then they organized smaller precinct-focused law enforcement, and that law enforcement go out into the community, become buddies, had more of a presence. And from what I'm understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, it worked. From what I understand, you know, the switch over worked. Again, Minneapolis is a big town. L.A. is huge. New York City is huge. So when you hear about police disbanding, they need to decide if they have enough people that can do these small precinct foci, you know, little areas and attention. And then at the same time, don't be threatening them to defund them. Okay, if you are going to take a big entity and break it down and have them go into all the different sectors, you're actually going to need more people. If you want to have more transparency and more trust, then you're going to have body cams. Now, Black Lives Matter have suggested a few things. One is they've suggested forming their own armed military arm, you know, to police communities. I don't know how that would work out. They've also suggested having social workers, you know, have more counseling available, decriminalizing marijuana so we don't have marijuana on top of the list of crimes to loosen, you know, police up. So from what I understand, when we talk about, I apologize, my nose is running, when we talk about defunding the police or disbanding the police, it's not all cut and dry. It looks like it's going to be a transition. It looks like it's going to be something that's supposed to be replaced with something else. I always kind of use the Raiders of the Lost Ark analogy, where in the Raiders of the Lost Ark, who's the Raiders of the Lost Ark guy? Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones. So Indiana Jones wants to take that gold statue, but he can't just take the gold statue. He has to put the thing of sand onto the area the gold statue was. And then if the sands are too heavy or whatever, too light, he has to then, you know, get rid of some of the sand. Now, what happened in Raiders of the Lost Ark? Well, when he did it, when he still took the gold statue, all hell broke loose. And then that guy that played Doc Ock and Not Without My Daughter, he was in that movie, and then he got killed. And, you know, so you know, things did kind of fall apart. So the moral to what I'm saying is on paper, you might be able to pencil and lead or even an ink ballpoint pen show on paper how you are going to convert a police department to a precinct-centered, community-driven sort of enterprise that's going out into the community. And, you know, I mean, that might work and that might sound all fine and dandy on paper. But please, for the love of God, do not have non-law enforcement, all right, involved. Make sure we have law enforcement. Make sure we have first responders, people that understand fire. Make sure you have some doctors, EMTs, paramedics, nurses in this as well. Okay, because a lot of these police officers also administer medical care. A lot of the fire departments administer medical care. If you're going to go from a central entity and it being centralized, you know, and going more towards, you know, what precincts need and different, you know, neighborhoods need, that could work. I'm not saying it's not going to work, but don't let a politician, you know, or somebody that's trying to look like they're saving their next election making the decision for you. New York City is supposed to be reopening, from what I understand, this week. All right? Many stores have decided not to open. Some people want to police themselves. They want to police their own stores. From what I understand, guns, ammo, bought up like crazy. It's now almost impossible to find. If any of you guys do know any, let me know, okay, because we need to stock up as well. But it's probably something that, you know, and that's what I want to hear from you. We're going to go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Is defunding the police the answer? Is disbanding the police the answer? Should we actually give the police more money? Should we listen to the police and see what they do need? You know, do we provide extra support? Do we need to provide military support? What is it that they need? And I'd say go from there, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Bye.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's 2 weeks today since the death of George Floyd, and on Capitol Hill, congressional Democrats are set to start the week by rolling out legislation aimed at addressing concerns raised by that case. The move coming after a weekend that saw more mass protests in cities coast to coast and around the globe as well. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that bill they're unveiling today seeks to take on inequalities in the justice system, racial profiling, and excessive use of force by police. A public viewing is set for today in Houston for George Floyd. Flooding rain and possible tornadoes still threats from the remains of Tropical Storm Cristobal heading north from the Gulf Coast. It's affected Louisiana and Mississippi, but is now headed into Missouri with gusty winds and continued heavy rains. And this is USA Radio News. New high-tech aircraft, which were previously used in war zones, are now circling above many U.S. cities where protests against police brutality have been held for about 2 weeks now. And Will Hurd of Texas is a Republican congressman who's also a former agent with the CIA. He says, why wouldn't police use all of their resources?
If you have someone that is plotting to riot and harm individuals, right, we should be using technical means in order to stop that from happening.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on his colleagues to pass a coronavirus stimulus package to help renters and homeowners. The New York Democrat yesterday saying that many families are still unable to make payments because of coronavirus. The bill stalled in the Senate would provide $100 billion in rent relief and $75 billion for homeowners. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, this person wants to be anonymous. He sent me a video of the Wells Fargo bank looting and said, where were the police? The police were useless here. Maybe they do need to be disbanded. All right. I don't know if you guys saw this video. And again, we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or on Facebook or at drdahlia.com. Okay, I believe this is, and I don't want to play the footage because there's cuss words, but I, just in case there's cuss words, I'm assuming there are. So I'll look at it after my break. But this was a rioting that I think this happened a few days back. And there were people, it says, welcome to Wells Fargo. It's a bank, and it says, welcome to Wells Fargo. Well, welcome. Yeah, see, they welcomed us. And apparently they were being a bunch of masked individuals were taking, like, sledgehammers to the glass. And it takes a long time to get the glass broken. And and there's a person moderating this, and then a whole bunch of people then finally are able to break the glass, and then they go in and they start looting the bank. And I don't really know how to rob a bank at this point. I thought banks now have all. I thought it'd be very, very difficult because there's like a big safe, and if you don't know how to open the safe, you can't get in to the safe unless they know how to get into the cash drawers. But from what I understand, banks have things locked up, so I don't know how you loot a bank anymore, unless maybe it's easier. Who knows? So we don't really see what happens with the money. But yeah, you don't see any police in sight. And again, not their fault. You know, I mean, the police, by the way, do you guys understand that the police were ordered, right, to stand down? Police were ordered to not do typical protocols when it came to the looting. All right, you know, and so I don't want somebody thinking that the police are useless or the police are not, you know, doing their jobs when, unfortunately, they have to follow orders. Did you guys see that one, the next issue where this is in Buffalo, I need to pull this up, but there was a 77-year-old gentleman who was rioting, and he engaged the police, and then a police officer pushed him away. So he falls, and then he, believe, cracks his head on the sidewalk. So you see the police officer start to go to help him, and the other police officer makes him keep going forward because apparently they had to deal with the rioters or whatever. So then you see another police officer call for medical help, and then you hear EMT coming to help. But you see the policeman want to bend down to address the guy that fell, but the other police officer told him, no, keep going. Apparently follow orders. And I guess the orders were that they had to stop a riot coming. Well, less than 24 hours after this man was put to the ground, all 57 members of the team resigned from the unit. They basically did a mass resignation after those two original officers were suspended without pay. And so, you know, we aren't getting the whole video. We aren't seeing everything. Just like with this looting of this Minneapolis Wells Fargo. We're seeing part of the video, so we don't know what ended up happening. We don't know, you know, how soon the police got there. And again, if nobody called the police and the police weren't able to come and, you know, address obviously what was going on, you wouldn't see them there. But you do have police officers that know what to do. They're trained, but if they are being told by other entities to not engage or to stand still or to, you know how ticked people are that their businesses got looted while police were standing right there? Again, if the police are told they are there for another mission and there's only so much one man could do or woman could do, right? I mean, they have to follow orders, just like the military. Orders are in place so you don't have rogue things happening. If you have one person break off to try to stop something, they get jumped and killed, that just weakens the police force. So, I'm not sure what's going to happen with Buffalo, but and I just saw a little bit of the video. The 75-year-old man went right up to the police. He was mouthing off, and the police officer gave him a push. And unfortunately, with older individuals, when you push them, they fall. They lose their balance. And then their bones are weak, so they crack. So this guy starts bleeding, looks like from the head. And the scalp, where he sustained a scalp laceration, that bleeds like stink, unfortunately. And so it's like one mess after another. And so ideally, it'd be great for there not to be the violence. If, you know, there wasn't a protest, and, you know, if he didn't go up to the police, maybe this event wouldn't have happened. But you can't play Monday morning quarterback. So going back to your guys' comments on defunding or funding or whatever, many of you are like, no, I don't think defunding the police to make a political point to try to win your next election is the answer. I think, you know, our police need as many resources as possible. Maybe they need extra training. Maybe there needs to be more support. But we could be talking and discussing and, you know, doing all these mental calisthenics on what cops need to do in terms of not appearing racist, about not being brutal. But the problem we have is, what do you do when somebody starts to resist arrest? They, you know, they hurt the officer. Officer starts getting mad. Things escalate. What do you do? What is how do you prevent the things that happen in a fight? I mean, remember, we're animals. We're all animals. And it's interesting. I have a little cat that when she always wants to be pet. Her name is Snappy. And when I pet her, if I hit a certain area when I'm petting her, not even hit, just gently stroking her or whatever, she bites. But then she doesn't want to bite to be mean. It's like a reflex. And then she wants to be pet again. I'm like, but you just bit me. So I pet her, and then she doesn't pierce skin, but you can see it's a reflex. How many of you guys have that with your toes? If somebody tickles the bottom of your feet, if somebody tickles the bottom of my feet, I want to kick the hell out of the person doing that. And that's a reflex. I know tickling my feet shouldn't do, you know, isn't an assault. But when I'm getting my feet tickled, oh my gosh, I want to kick the crap out of somebody. So there are reflexes, and you can't train those reflexes. Now, somebody could say, well, don't hire anybody that has that reflex to want to hurt somebody or want to. Sometimes you just never know until you're in that scenario. And the reason why you and I are able to listen to this show right now and be able to be in our cars or at work or at home is because of the protection our police have given us and our law enforcement. And so I just don't want us to take that for granted. You know, yes, there probably has to be reform. There probably has to be more community-centered programs and community-centered, you know, style of law enforcement. But to defund and to disband and do complete, you know, one fell swoop, you know, extreme movements without being very delicate and surgically precise is, I think, wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when we come back, we want to talk about New York City is starting to go into phase one. I know most of the country's already kind of, you know, starting to move back. But New York, I get it. New York City was the epicenter. And we're also going to talk about the NFL, and they have changed their stance on kneeling the national anthem. In fact, there's been a back and forth with Drew Brees and Donald Trump on whether he was wrong to apologize for his stance on NFL national anthem kneeling. Yes, I can't believe this is back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, as we're starting to hopefully get our lives back and as we're starting to open up and get excited for, you know, a football season that may or may not have fans, I think in Texas they're going to allow a quarter of the stadium to, you know, have fans, and in some areas maybe 50% capacity. So while we're getting excited going, okay, football is going to allow us to have some normalcy again, you know, let's try to get our fall, you know, back in line with school and, you know, yeah, social measuring, you know, doing things more safe, masks, whatever, but okay, let's get football back. Well, football has come back and not though the same way we expected it to. With Roger Goodell making a statement, which needed to be done. The NFL needed to comment on the situation and Black Lives Matter and all that, and he showed his support for Black Lives Matter. But the issue of the kneeling during the national anthem came back, which I don't know why nobody's talking about this. But this is really easily fixable. Okay, I think, you know, Colin Kaepernick, if you guys remember, this was 2016, Colin Kaepernick of the 49ers was against police brutality and innocent black men or women being brutalized or, you know, dying in custody or being hurt by the police, okay? And it's a cause that I think the majority of us are for. But how he showed his support was he took a knee during the national anthem. Now, originally when we saw this, we're like, wait a second, this is the national anthem. So is he anti-America? Is he anti-veterans? Is he anti... And so then other people started to take a knee. And then it started to kind of transcend to being anti-American, being anti-Trump, and a bunch of us who were like, okay, wait a second, we agree with Colin Kaepernick originally on the original point, but we're why the flag? I mean, why aren't we taking the knee, you know, at halftime? Why aren't we taking the knee, you know, right as we, you know, introduce all the players and say, now we're going to take a moment of silence. Now we're going to take a knee. Now we're going to show our support. Why of all times the Star Spangled Banner? Now, from what I understand, Colin Kaepernick, as well as a lot of other people, were kind of ticked that what they were doing was construed as being anti-American. And I'm like, but that's what happens when you choose the national anthem as the time to show your support. So then it became an issue. It became a bigger issue and a different issue than what the issue was supposed to be about. So then many of us had to choose a side. This is what we talked about last week. We're forced to choose a side. We're like, I don't like the side you're giving me. I'm here. All right? This is the side I'm on. Like a lot of us right now, we are against police brutality. We are against in-custody deaths. Black Lives Matter, we are for. But we're not anti-cop. We're not pro-riots. We're not pro-looters. We are pro-peaceful protesting. We are pro-Black Lives Matter. We are pro-All Lives Matter. We are pro-Blue Lives Matter. Where do we stand? But if you only give us these two choices, then many of us are kind of forced to pick one that we're really not 100% behind. Same thing happened with the kneeling of the national anthem. You know, I spoke to a lot of 49er fans. They were like, look, okay, we've always been 49er fans. We're diehard 49er fans, but we do not want to be stereotyped as anti-American. Then this is fixable. This is easily fixable. Then just don't do the kneel down during the national anthem. I mean, am I missing something here? Now, somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, but the national anthem builds a lot of passion. It kind of unifies everybody. So if it is during the national anthem, then you get everybody on board. If you do it during halftime, some people are in the bathroom. Well, okay, you know what? It's not going to be perfect. When you do a protest, it's not going to be perfect. But what I don't want is somebody protesting something and then being unfortunately accused of being anti-American or anti-military or anti-police. You know, I mean, it's not always black and white, and I hate this being, you know, being forced to be in a corner. You know, same thing with you know, Democrats and Republicans, okay? You know, I love fiscal responsibility. I love power to the states, okay? I think we should have, you know, proper immigration protocols, just like my family had to immigrate. I think we should have great social reforms. I think we should have environmental protections. I believe we should have marriage rights for anybody who wants to get married. So where do I stand? Am I Democrat? Am I Republican? Am I independent? Why do I have to be in a, you know, do I have to be white? Do I have to be black? Do I have to be Hispanic? I don't get that. Do I have to be Jewish? Do I have to be Catholic? Do I have to, even in Judaism, there's a whole variety of ways to be Jewish. Same thing with Catholicism or Mormonism. I mean, why does it always have to be black and white? And so my suggestion is, because I think a lot of us will unify. I think a lot of us will be on the same page if we do our protest correctly. You can, before the Star Spangled Banner, you know, do the kneel. That you could actually first quarter. I mean, if you really, this is what I told, you know, Colin, this is what I mentioned originally. You know, if he really wanted to help victims, set up a fund. You know, I have proceeds from tickets, you know, go to families, you know, whose family members were, you know, unfairly, you know, injured or killed, you know, by police or whatever. I mean, set up a fund then. Now, later he donated money, but taking a knee during the Star Spangled Banner is you're starting to divide a country that doesn't necessarily have to be divided on that point. I think he had a lot of us. I think a lot of people are on the same page. I don't know anybody who thinks the Derek Chauvin, you know, video of him with a knee on George Floyd was okay. I think the majority of people are like, what the hell happened there? So we're unified. Now, again, he's innocent until proven guilty. We still don't know what the hell happened and why it happened. Now, you know, we might not agree whether it was murder or manslaughter or an accident. But I think the majority of people thought that was wrong. And, you know, things need to change because that is not okay. But if we're going back to kneeling and showing disrespect to the national anthem and everything our military has stood for, now you don't have us. So what are we trying to do? And same thing with the protests. I've been watching the footage and, you know, I've been, you know, seeing how these protests evolve. And originally the protest is about George Floyd. You know, no justice, no peace. You start to hear that, and then all of a sudden you hear anti-Trump stuff, or anti-this, and people bring in other political leanings. Well, you can protest whatever you want, but then I saw some of the protesters are kind of like, okay, look, I'm here for Black Lives Matter, but I'm not necessarily anti-Trump. So what are protesters supposed to do? Are they supposed to have a checklist saying, I'm here for this, but I'm not here for this, not here for this? You might have millions more protesting if you left out anti-Trump stuff or if you left out anti-police. You have tons of people that are, you know, for Black Lives Matter. And so I'm kind of nervous now with the NFL. And, you know, I understand Goodell had to make it, you know, show their support. But, it's such an easy fix, okay? We do not have to disrespect the flag. And the funny thing is Colin Kaepernick, from what I understand, in an interview said he never wanted the flag disrespected. It's just he chose that time because that's when he had everybody's attention. Well, okay, then, you know, get everybody's attention at a different time. This way we could still support our country, not look anti-country, not look anti-military, just because somebody wasn't creative enough to figure out a different time during the game to do a protest. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.